Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Mankind. A strawberry alarm clock bringing us back. Talk about the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, folks. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the CEO and the president and the queen bee over at Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com. Is that right, Sarah?
Is it? And we have all new, all right, we have so new bloggers, new videos up on there. Come on, listen. Come on, take a look.
You had a fascinating post this week in your blog about how to present an idea, and I wanted to make sure my audience had access to that information. Will you share those ideas with us?
I will. So it drives me crazy. You go into a meeting, and I go into a lot of meetings that people want to present to me, and they start in the middle of the sentence. They'll kind of start with, that here's three ideas that I want you to take a look. Well, what are those ideas? What's the concept? So what you need to do when you present an idea is frame the conversation. I learned this in my first job in advertising, that you always give background. Here's why we're here. Here's what we want to accomplish.
Context. I need context.
Exactly.
When people start talking to me, I tell them, you know, if they start in the middle, I say, I need context. I'm a guy. I need to know which box to pull out.
Well, not only that, your head is in 27 different places. Their head is on this project. I don't know what the project is and how it fits into things. So, hi, today I want to talk about the advertising program for our new product, the new orange scissors. I'm looking at scissors on my desk. And we're going to do it multimedia. And here's the plan of what I want to do. And we're going to present some creative ideas, and then we're going to talk about the media plan. That you give them the context.
And then I'm going to ask you to help me with the decision.
Right. Right. But you walk them through it. You don't just start flipping pages at them and showing them, here's the thing, what do you think of it? Well, I don't know. how am I judging it? Who's it going to? What's the audience?
Do you think when people, Sarah, bring you those things, obviously, you know, I told the audience, you're the queen bee over there. I mean, you're the gavel dropper at Bottom Line Publications. So do you think when they get in front of you, they get a little excited, they feel like, okay, I'm not going to have a lot of her time. I don't want her.
No.
I want to make sure she knows the essence of this. I don't want her to think I'm wasting my time. You think that's what it is?
No. I think in some cases, sure, the big boss is intimidating. In my case, they might be nervous about me because, you know, they know that I'll catch them if they haven't, you know, if something's not thought through. But they all know me super well. So it's not like they don't know me. It's not like they don't see me. I think people just don't know how to present an idea. They've never been taught. They don't know how to think in context of always give the background. What does this person know or don't know about it? And what do they need to understand? I see this even when putting in requests, like creative requests. People don't know how to give all the background in context because it has to do with consequential thinking and thinking through all the pieces of a project, not just in isolation.
Can I offer it? So, I bring everything back to sales. This reminds me of how when you're trying to sell someone today, if they walk in your store, you don't need to presume they know nothing about what they want to buy. You need to presume they've been studying online, right? And so instead of saying, here's the new FrimFram 36, it does all these things, you need to say to them, what do you know? Tell me what you know about the FrimFram so I don't waste your time. So if I were coming to you, I'd say, Sarah, you're a smart lady. I want to talk to you about this topic. How much do I need to do? Are you aware of it? Do you need me to explain very much, or can I get to the point?
Yes, that's effective as well. It's funny. when I interview people, when we interview for hiring, I always like to, what I call bat cleanup. I like to go last. And my first question to the candidate is always, tell me what you've been told so far. So that I get an understanding of what they understand of the position, what they understand of the environment, and what the kind of person we're looking for. Because different people...
And what kind of listener they are.
Pardon? Yeah. Well, it's really actually, frankly, it's more a question of different people interview in different ways. So if you have four different people at your organization interviewing, and they all have their own perspective on the job and the job requirements, you want to be sure that the candidate's getting, you know, the right message. Because sometimes some people are a little bit off message in what, you know, their view is it's a very data-driven job or it's a very sales-driven job.
Right?
So, but it's the same thing. Like, what do you know about this already? Now, here's one other thing. We ever have to make, like, an awkward request? People don't know how to ask for something when it's uncomfortable. They stuff it. They hide it. They don't really ask. So here's my formula when I have something awkward that I need to ask about or something you really don't want to. Just lay it out there and you just say, I have a request. Or like in sales, I have a really wacky idea or unreasonable thing, but let me just put it out there for you. So you've set up their expectation for something's going to come. Versus if you go out and you just say, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it might even sound like it might be fun.
Oh, to say I have a wacky request? Totally.
Yeah.
But it's like even in personal situations, you know, when you have something that, you know, some awkwardness with a friend or whatever, and you don't know what to say to them, then you go, hey, look, I have a request for you. I have a really wacky thing. Like, just frame it. I'm really uncomfortable about something. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just going to say it. Are you okay with that?
Can you help me? How about that?
Right. Well, and it just sets up for your awkwardness because things are hard to say. But if you frame it and go, I've got this awkward thing to say, now they're ready for you to potentially trip over yourself. And they've
BottomLineInc.com. BottomLineInc.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.